A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and we have officially made it to Friday. I just actually walked in the door myself after a fun-filled day of doing some Uber rides. And of course, you know, with that Ubering, you have a variety of people that come along and get in the vehicle. Lots of Lysol and wipes, as my wife would probably say. But anyway, I guess at the close of a week, just want to kind of share a couple thoughts. And basically, I hope that each and every one of you has a good weekend, and we'll jump back in Monday. But to kind of close us out, I'd like to read to you Psalm 1. Psalm 1, it says this: "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So I've said this in the past. I remember an older preacher who basically said that being planted by streams of living water is a reference to being as a evergreen tree. His leaf does not wither. I am an evergreen. So truth is we all know that, as the Bible describes and what we've said in the past, is that the seasons will come and go and things will change. But I think the greater importance of what this passage means for us as believers is the meditation again that we come and see in how it's described by the Word of God in verse 2. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Now, there are a lot of things that consume our thoughts. Even today, I caught myself of thinking, I think Notre Dame plays tonight football, so maybe around 8 o'clock or something. Anyway, so, you know, football. Any of you people who like football out there. And so just kind of thinking about what our meditation is about, what grabs our attention and what we focus on. Again, the truth be told is that when we meditate upon God's word and his wisdom that's provided through the word, I think it moves us in such a way that we start to produce and grow in the manner that he sees fit for our life, instead of, misdirection that so many times can happen with how things turn out. So I would dare say that as the scripture leads us into verse 3, and he says that the word of God says, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Right now, you know, for us, as we endeavor in even just kind of closing out 2024, we would say that this year has brought a lot of instances where possibly things that we all have faced. There have been either people who have passed or things that we've experienced. Whatever those circumstances are, but I feel that what God's word is conveying to us when we see that truth here in Psalm 1 is that no matter what those instances that happen in 2024 specifically, you know, the constant is being rooted and grounded in Him, in what God's word says, and the substance from which we draw from, you say, nutrients, if you will. And I think that's what helps us in those times that we endeavor in. So being planted in that, just as a tree or any type of vegetation, if you will, that's planted in good soil and a good system to where it can thrive and grow, for the believer, the process in which we continue to grow in the best way is when we are rooted in the Word of God, when we are fully consumed by what He conveys through His desire, and that being fulfilled in and through our lives. So as we look at these words, I think it's important for us to remember the reason being why, when He gives reference to the leaf not withering, is because of what happens with the power of that nutrients, of that substance, as we know that God and His word will never fade away. We know that the power of God will be forevermore. We've already established that through some of these recent podcasts that have been presented. So that undergirds us, and it strengthens us for our life. And I think that when we come to that place to where we see the truth for what God's word is conveying about to be planted in the law, to be meditating upon these truths, to literally think about the way in which God's word communicates to us, so then that way we can start to progress and go in the direction that He sees fit for our life. And that's the evidence that we find. It's the direction that He desires for our life. So it's not so much, you know, and I'm not picking on like the yearly read Bible thing where you read the Bible in a year and you check off the sections just to say that you did it, but more so for you to maybe even just camp out at one verse. And even if you're there for a month, just for taking the time to read God's word and meditate upon that. So then that way you are a tree that's founded in good soil. I would dare say that the soil that God provides through His word is something that's beneficial for the believer. We need those nutrients, for man cannot live off of bread alone. And so I think it's beneficial for us. You know, we would say that when it gives reference to His leaf shall not wither. I mean, there's a lot of other things that will probably wither. That's why we have lotions and creams. Amen. But I think that the Word of God will keep us from being consumed with the things that seem so overpowering in our lives. There are, again, a multitude of things that we witness on a daily occasion when we cut the news on or read something, however that presents itself. But I feel that when we are more consumed and deeply rooted in the Bible, it is able to help us withstand those things that come our way. You know, I've often said it, like with the kids, you know, when we go to the beach, and, you know, from the ones being older to the ones that are younger now, and we're standing there, and, you know, when they're small and they're holding your hand and the waves are coming And, you know, it's kind of like it's overpowering them, but they're holding on to you. And you basically, again, hold them up in such a way that they aren't like overtaken or consumed by these waves from the ocean. And I think that's the truth of how Psalms 1 is telling us, is that, you know, through the power of God and His Word being revealed in our lives, is, again, it's been redundant theme that you've heard me say, but I think it's the importance for us as believers to see that truth and the implication that's for us, is that we don't see the waves and we don't see the sand that's sinking beneath our feet. We see our Heavenly Father. And I think we see our Heavenly Father best revealed through His Word. It's the importance. It's what we need. Just as a baby needs nurturing from their mother, or, you know, dads are still asleep at that time of night. Anyway, I'd say shout out to my wife on that. She was always faithful with our babies. But yeah, just a quick recap, I guess, today. It's, like I said, it's a little later Friday evening, or afternoon, not evening, afternoon. And yeah, we're going to have homemade pizza and salad tonight. So a little, got the fire going in the fireplace and it's cold outside. But anyway, guys, it's been a pleasure, you know, closing out this week. Christmas is next week. Excited for that. And ultimately, you know, thankful for all the many blessings that, again, God has allowed us to have in our family time together, even recently. So, yeah, close to a good week. And happy Friday, everybody. And, again, remember, a boundless reservoir. And I'm Chris Norris, and look forward to talking to you again on Monday.